today, I was at the Parnell Correctional Facility in Jackson with Governor Whitmer to dedicate the first facility of its kind in the nation, which is a tree trimming training program inside the walls of the prison. And it will prepare men after 6 to 8 months of training to come out and be ready to enter either our company or companies who are suppliers to us as tree trimmers. And then eventually, if they want to continue to build their skill set, to become linemen, which can provide a great, great future and great income for these folks trying to return to society.
So how many people are we talking about, do you think, who could be a part of this?
So the first class is 24. We expect that each year, because it's a 6 to 8 month class, we'll have 40 to 50 coming through that program. And then our intention is to pair up the tree trimming program with additional training programs. So we'll introduce an electrical training program when Parnell is ready for us, and I think we'll follow that with training that would allow people to enter our gas business as well.
Were there any concerns that people had about this? I mean, there's obviously still a stigma involved with, you know, formerly incarcerated people in terms of, you know, safety or issues on the job.
You know, someone asked me today, well, were you ever on the fence with this idea? And I said, absolutely. Before I learned more, said, but the thing that really changed my mind was talking to leaders of other businesses or institutions who had walked down this path ahead of us. I spent a period talking to the most senior leaders at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, one of the country's leading medical facilities, who has been hiring these returning citizens, parolees, for over two decades. They've hired thousands. And they told me, Jerry, these are going to be some of your best employees. They need and they want a second lease on life. And if you give it to them, they will be committed and hardworking. Take my word for it. I heard the same from a colleague on the west side of our state, Cascade Engineering. Their founder, Fred Keller, told me the same thing. They've done it at smaller scale, but he said, Jerry, we've done it. It works. And so we started our own experiment. Over the past few years, we've hired 30 returning citizens, and they were right. We've had very good success with them entering our company and doing good work. And so with that learning, we were willing to step out. And, you know, there is this question that people have. I think we need to put that behind us. We've got people who made a mistake at some point in their life. But if we're going to help, if they're going to reenter society, we need to give them the chance to get some skills, become employed, and reenter with a job so that they have a chance to not get back on the merry-go-round to the correctional facility.
Because I'm seeing here the unemployment rate for the formerly incarcerated is about 60%. So obviously that doesn't give these guys much hope.
The unemployment rate is 60%, and of that 60%, you know, if you're one of those who are unemployed, you have a 1 in 3 chance of ending up right back where you left, back in prison. But if you are employed, if you're fortunate enough to get a job once you leave prison, the recidivism rate is 2%. So 1/3 versus 2%. The choice is obvious. And, you know, it makes good business sense for the state, where it's crazy to put people through the prison system and then have 1/3 of them head back in versus 2%. But it's also good business for companies like mine because it can be a source of committed and loyal employees at a time when finding those is not easy. So we have 1,300 tree trimmers today, and we need 300 more. And we're struggling to find people to enter the program. And we're going to train up people at Parnell that I'm convinced will be good contributing team members. And I can tell you, I met them today. And there's eagerness in their eyes. And there's thankfulness for the opportunity that they're being afforded. I walked away feeling so good. And I said to the warden, you've just earned a new fan. We're going to do more of this with you.
Well, this is part of the whole issue, too, that has been talked about, the employment applications and the ban the box controversy. Yep. So where do you stand on that at DTE?
Yeah, we not so much ban the box, but move the box. So I think most people move the box to the end of the interviewing process. It used to be that it was one of the first questions asked, do you have a criminal record of any kind? And it was a knockout punch. What we've done is put people through our process. So we take their qualifications and training and credentials and perhaps get to an interview, get to know the person. And then, yes, we do ask, do you have a criminal record? And if they reveal that we did, we now have the understanding that that's not a knockout. It's something to consider. And what we've learned from others is you have to interview people with a record just like you do anybody. And, these are not the most violent criminals. These are often young people who made a series of stupid mistakes years back and need a second chance. And so the process of moving the box enables us to sort of meet them as people and understand whether they can succeed with us. And we take the same care with them, of course, that we do with any applicant, but we've learned they can succeed.
And are there any restrictions, do you know, Jerry, in terms of, the type of offense that these people have committed or whether they're going to be, on parole or a work release kind of program when they get to this stage?
Yeah, generally when folks come out of a facility like Parnell, they're on parole for a while. They're assigned a parole officer. And depending on, the nature of the offense and so forth, that has different durations, but essentially everyone who leaves would be on parole for a period, and they're simply checking in to make sure that everything is going well and according to plan. But what I find encouraging is that 2% recidivism rate, that so few of the parolees who come out of a facility like Parnell who have work end up back in prison. Work is the ticket. Work is the ticket to them being able to reenter society in a way where they stick and they contribute. And unemployment is the ticket back to prison.
Now, this is happening in Jackson, I guess, the first program. But do you know, so you would be interested or willing to expand this, if possible, in the future?
Yes, we are. And yeah, we'll make this one work well, obviously, first, and learn from it. But having learned from it, I see two things. DTE will expand, but I also will become an advocate to other business leaders. We all need to learn from each other, and I've been given a chance to learn about this one. As a state, we have some 39,000 members of society incarcerated. There are about 8,000 a year who are coming out. We need to find them gainful employment. We need to build skills. And if we can do that, we'll keep shrinking our prison population. It is shrinking, but it would shrink a lot faster if we would find good work for parolees and not put them on that loop back to prison.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, is it just you guys? Have you had discussions with consumers and the other utility companies on this?
I have not talked directly with consumers, but there's a group of business leaders that convenes in Southeast Michigan. And I am certain this will be a topic of conversation for us. And I think it'll likely be a topic of conversation to business leaders from Michigan as well, which is a statewide group that many companies are members of. It only makes sense. It's really, really good work that the Department of Corrections is trying to lead in the state, and I think we need to get behind it.
And we know there's no shortage of trees in Michigan that need to be trimmed.
So. I can tell you with firsthand experience that that's absolutely true. We've got a real push on, as it turns out. We've upped funding for tree trimming, so 70% of electrical outages are due to trees that fall into our lines. We have got a real push on to clear them out, and we need the workforce to do it. So this is helping us to meet that need.
Probably your number one customer complaint call, I bet, is trim these trees at my house.
Yeah, that's true. We, you know, when you look at our customer satisfaction, J.D. Power usually has us ranked number one or number two in the Midwest, the peer group in the Midwest. But if you look at the item that people said, what do you wish could be better? They always want fewer outages. It's the thing that stands out as our greatest opportunity, which is why we're after the trees so hard. They're the source of it. So you're right. Our customers want us to do it. We're after it hard, and we're going to be able to use these parolees in a safe and really productive way to help us get the job done.